your trash chain hooked to your single tree, and you had your breast yoke hooked to your neck yoke, and there it was. See, you was all hooked up then, ready to go. And then you could take your wagon apart and just have the front wheels out, if it got like it was when I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. And that's all we could pull, because we'd had the other end, they couldn't have pulled it. It bogged down so far, they just couldn't pull it out, see. Mm-hmm. And we went to the store, went to Emerson, and they had three stores up there then. They ain't got any there now. And we went up there and got whatever supplies that we were short of. Mm-hmm. And I think it most of it was tobacco, to tell you the truth. When we got out of that tobacco, we was going to get some tobacco now.
What about a place, what different kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field that you don't
know? Well, now there's all kinds of it. It's according to where your land's at. Now, mm-hmm. if it's down in that bottom down yonder, you got morning glories. And cuckabars down in that bottom. That's what give them trouble down here on these hills. And Johnson grass. Now that Johnson grass, morning glories and cuckabars, that's what run away with your crop. Now you could just lose it if it come a rainy spell and it was just coming up good and you didn't have it plowed up good. And the time you got back there, you couldn't even find your cotton. You wouldn't even know where it was at or corn either, because them things grow, boy, they get in a hurry. And they just cover it up and wrap it up. In morning glories, wrap it up, and there ain't no way you can get it out. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even tell where which end of it was in the ground or nothing. It'd be all, you know, you couldn't even tell where to plow or cut or hoe or anything, because it, now a lot of them had lost it. And this crabgrass, just like I told you, it's the hills, what gets you in the hills, you see. Mm-hmm. But they got a poison now that stops all that stuff. They don't even have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. They fly down there with the airplane, go over it. Mm-hmm. And it kills all that stuff. It kills the cuckabirds, the morning glories. It kills everything with the cotton. Just leaves cotton. All you got to worry about is just plat. Mm-hmm. See, they don't. Johnson grass, they got a chemical that kills the Johnson grass. You used to have to do all that with hoe. And if it come a bad spell, you just lose it. It just gets a bad. I've seen corn trying to get it by hand. Now they have machines that gathers it, mm-hmm. see. But back there then, you did everything with your hands. You had no machinery to do it. You did it with your hand. Mm-hmm. Go in there and catch your ear like that with your right hand. I was always right-handed. And break it off with your left hand and throw it in a wagon, see? Mm-hmm. And then you do that all day and this old hand gets swelled up so big, boy, breaking that corn over it. You just have to change. But any man's hand will be swelled up, breaking that corn, especially if they happen to be a little damp or a little green. Mm-hmm. Man, it'd be hard to pull off in there.
What about a building for storing grain? You call that a...
Well, some of them call them grain bins and stuff like that. Now, I don't know what the proper name was for them.
Did you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Yeah, it's a granary. Some of them call them granaries and some of them call them grain bins. And I don't know. Do you know what a silo is?
The big tower?
Yeah, y'all have them, don't you? Y'all have them in Georgia, don't you?
Yeah.
I've seen them when I went through there. I've seen some uh-huh. of them when I went through there.
What does a grain bin look like, a granary?
Well, all I've ever seen is just a great big round deal. Mm-hmm. And they're made at the bottom. They stand up on something where they can open a lid or something and pour that stuff out, you know, whatever you have in there. You know, it comes out, you can load it up at the bottom with a sort of a trap door. Mm-hmm. It turns it out, and they're round. And
so it looks like a silo does?
Yeah, sort of like a silo. They're covered, you see. They have to have them covered.
Silos are covered?
No, granaries are. Uh-huh. They're covered, because they have to be in the dry, you see. You can't let it rain or nothing. They have a side door that they unload it in at the top, mm-hmm. and they're covered. But silos are not covered, see.
Yeah. What about, say if you had some